I'm talking with Barry Sipper, one of the authors of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6, and we're talking now about Chapter 1, which has to do with the Poincaré conjecture. Barry, what is that conjecture, and do you think it's been proved?
Well, it doesn't matter too much what I think. It's what the experts have to say about it. And they do seem to come around to the conclusion that, everything Perelman did was pretty much right on. People reworked his work, and nobody's found any mistakes. They found a lot right in it. The Poincaré conjecture itself is a classic problem about a little over 100 years old now in topology, having to do with the shapes of three-dimensional space. What Perelman did was actually prove much more, the so-called geometrization conjecture that has to do with general shapes in 3D space, breaking them down and relating them to a variety of possible geometries.
And so he proved that more general result, which then implies the Poincaré conjecture.
Precisely, yes.
And this problem is a very famous problem in mathematics, of course, and it became a little more famous when a $1 million prize was attached to it.
Exactly, yes. One of the 7 Clay prizes, although it remains to be seen, you know, just if and when and to whom the prize money will be awarded.
Because for one thing, Perelman didn't publish in a regular journal like people did, you might say, in the old days before a computer in the archive, and there's some question about whether he even wants some money.
As I understand it, yeah. Certainly, Perelman's work was posted in a series of papers on the Internet, and people have spent the last, going on 5 years now, 4.5 years, I guess, roughly, poring over his work and trying to understand it. The published work, this so-called peer-reviewed work, is being done by a variety of other people and being published in peer-reviewed journals and elsewhere, including some publications by the NS.
Well, thanks, Barry. That's Barry Sipper, one of the authors of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6, talking about the Poincaré conjecture.
Thank you, Mike.